Barrhead. A County of Barrhead resident will be allowed to continue to have a limited dog kennel on her property, thanks to a decision made by councillors last week. Councillors unanimously approved an application by Carol Pritchard to continue operating her kennel and dog breeding operation during their December 21 Municipal Planning Commission, MPC, meeting. Development Officer Jenny Brunn said they became aware of the operation due to a complaint about the number of dogs on the property and concerns that the operation was too close to the property line. The property is in an agricultural district, and as such, under the Land Use Bylaw, LUB, small animal boarding and animal breeding operations are allowed as a discretionary use, if they are less than 1,000 feet away from any residences, not related to the development. In this case, Brunn said the operation is about 450 feet away from the nearest residence. Right now, she has 8 adult dogs, Brunn said, adding that although Pritchard does do some breeding, it isn't necessarily annually. She added that occasionally Pritchard also houses service dogs. But they go in and out, Brunn said. Out of the 8 dogs who live there, 2 are getting advanced in years, so, Pritchard doesn't think they will be around for too many more years. As part of her recommendation, Brunn's capped the number of dogs allowed at 10. She also noted that under the LUB, dogs younger than 6 months did not count towards that total. Brunn's noted there are 4 kennels located at the back of the property and the yard has a 5-foot, no-climb fence with gates. As part of the recommended conditions, all the dog runs will have to be fenced. 3 of the kennels are 23 by 23 feet while the 4th is 19 by 19. Count. Ron Kleinfeld asked if it was the same person that operated Critter Keeper's Pet Resort in Busby. Brunn said no, but that it was in the same general area and that except for the one previously mentioned residence, it was in a remote area. Count. Paul Properzy asked what breeds of dogs Pritchard had. Brunn's replied that 5 of the dogs were Keeshans, a small to medium-sized dog weighing between 14 and 18 kilograms. These are the dogs Pritchard breeds. She also has 3 Maremma, mixed dogs. Count. Walter Proches asked if the nearby resident was on board with the application. Brunn said the home is presently vacant but that often it is rented out and that as part of the process, they will be contacting nearby residents, including the property owner asking for comments. Other conditions recommended by council include that no facility or exterior exercise runs used to accommodate animals may be within 20 feet of any property line. That all the facilities must be kept clean to mitigate any potential odor to the satisfaction of the development authority, and that the county may require pens, rooms, exercise runs and holding stalls to be soundproofed. We've done that with other kennels, Brunn said, referring to the soundproofing. We might also regulate the hours that the animals are allowed outside, so they aren't barking at night. Reeve Doug Drost said the applicant is attempting to catch up and become compliant with the county's LUB. Proches said that if the residents in question had been a little further away it wouldn't have been an issue. Brunn's agreed, they still would have needed a permit, but it is something we would have handled instead of bringing it to council. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.